simple is beautiful. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. And today I'd like to talk about how important it is that we keep things as simple as possible. When we're leading corporate worship, when we're a worship team, keeping things as simple as possible is a big deal in terms of our ability to lead others. Worship leading is really in many ways about communication. It's about communicating with God personally, but it's also about the team communicating with each other and with God and with the congregation, and helping the congregation and the worship leader and the worship team together to communicate well with each other and with God. It's all about communication, and simplicity aids communication. Complexity gets in the way of communication, and you have to bear in mind the different talents and gifts of your worship team. That's going to make a difference, and the ability of your church indeed. But one of the things that's important for a worship leader designing a service is thinking about how much complexity can we handle. Can we make things simpler? Is there a way to make things simpler than I've planned them to be? And if you can, I suggest you do. As an example of this, it's common, I have noticed, for a good number of worship leaders to not actually look at the congregation. Now, I think there's a time to close our eyes to worship. There's a time, even leading corporate worship, to perhaps be absorbed in God and not be too concerned about eyeballing the congregation. But not looking up at all, just looking permanently at the keyboard or at our guitar or at a sheet of music, and never looking at the people to whom we are and with whom we are worshipping God doesn't seem to make sense to me. It does say that we should sing to one another. That implies we are not singing to one another with our heads down, but at least knowing that we are connected. So how do we do this? Increased simplicity will make all the difference. So for example, I play the piano at a worship, and I'm not a great pianist. I get by. Some people think I'm quite good. That's because they'd have no idea what good really is. But I know I'm okay most of the time, but not great. And my repertoire is limited, and my ability for complexity is limited. And so I try to simplify things as much as possible so that I can look up. I can't look up all the time, but look up as much as I can to be able to communicate with the congregation. As an example, our God is an awesome God. It's I really like this arrangement here. I think it was a Sherman McIntosh put this arrangement together, maybe. And you can play this quite complicatedly or quite simply. But if I'm going to play it, even as it's written here, I have to look at the music. I have to look at it. But how about if I just simplify it, and then I can sing it at the same time and look up. So let's give it a go. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Okay, I managed it. I managed to look at you, not at the keyboard, not at the words, not at the music, and still produce a decent enough sound with the correct chords. Not as funky as I might like, but certainly not distracting, and we've communicated. So what about you in your situation? Are there some ways you could simplify the worship so that communication is enhanced? The ability to sing together meaningfully in relationship as a team with the congregation, what could you do? I'd like to know what you do with simplifying things, simplifying the way that the guitarists can play, the bassists can play, the drums can play, the keyboards can play, the singers can sing. Take a risk. Look up from the keyboard, look up from your sheet of music, you singers. Don't get buried in that song sheet. Look up, you guitarists, from your guitar, and let's communicate. Let's make it a goal to be excellent communicators. And part of that is going to be consciously, deliberately simplifying what we do. I'd love to know what you think. So leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we do learn best when we learn in community. Pass the link on to someone who might benefit. If you wouldn't mind, leave a comment, subscribe, leave a review in iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. I'd really appreciate that. And until the next time, I do hope and pray that when you gather together for corporate worship, you're able to do it to worship our God with reverence and awe as he deserves. Take care and God bless.